From VoiceOver Nerd Productions, Inc. at voiceovernerd.com, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is SciWorks Radio. The Galapagos Islands are famous for their association with Charles Darwin and the theory of evolution by natural selection. Being isolated, the islands acted much like a controlled laboratory for clear observation of basic evolutionary adaptations among species. Within the Galapagos also live species which have not yet had their evolution defined by the island's environment. Interestingly, they may be relying on some more deep-seated and complex survival strategies.
Blue-footed boobies are large seabirds that live in the eastern Pacific Ocean. They're tropical. They're fish-eating.
That's Dr. David Anderson, professor of biology at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem. He's been studying blue-footed boobies since the early 1980s. Along the way, he found that an interesting thing was beginning to happen to these birds.
We had a healthy population of blue-footed boobies there. They appeared every year. They produced offspring every year. And then in 1997, that stopped, and we didn't see them again in any kind of meaningful numbers. So that was a clue that some issue was happening. We noticed a breeding problem, but we didn't notice a mortality problem. We don't see dead birds laying around.
Dr. Anderson and his team set about several studies to figure out why this was happening, and have come down to one likely hypothesis.
So in 2011, we started a two-year study looking at breeding biology across the whole place, all the major colonies, and found that indeed that they're not breeding. They sometimes attempt, not as much as you would expect, and when they attempt, they pretty much always fail. They show that they're interested in breeding with courtship behavior, and that's one thing blue-footed boobies are famous for. The blue feet are about impressing the other sex, and they do a lot of trying to impress each other, but they decide not to actually go through with the reproductive attempt. So they're not producing young individuals to replace natural deaths of older individuals. Our counts indicate that the population size is only about one-third of what it was in the early 1970s. A simple population model suggests that it's just due to failure to breed. We think it's a food supply problem. These guys in the past, when they were breeding well, focused on a particular fish species, which is a sardine, a really rich food source. It's high in fat, so lots of energy. And when you find one sardine, you find lots of them because they school. But now we find not nearly as much sardine as we did in the past. They're still finding some, but they're not getting enough to actually go through with a breeding attempt. We think that the sardine availability cycles on a very long period, and we have evidence from nearby that this is true, that when sardines are common for about 20 or 30 years, another kind of fish, anchovies, are not so common, and vice versa. However, in Galapagos, we don't have the anchovies to take the place of the sardines.
Boobies on the mainland of South America do indeed thrive on anchovies when sardines are not plentiful. But the Galapagos population of boobies is denied this alternative food source, according to Dr. Anderson. The driving purpose of all life is to reproduce. Clearly, you can't reproduce if you don't survive. A couple billion years of survival have built in some interesting evolutionary methods of coping with hard times, and Dr. Anderson believes the boobies are using one of these strategies. It's like waiting for financial stability before having kids. Sort of.
We speculate that it has to do with not so much raising a chick, but it's more about later when a recently independent offspring has to forage for itself, but it's a boneheaded teenager, basically, and it struggles to deal with a difficult environment. And we think that the parents are abandoning reproductive attempts because they're predicting that in 5 months there's not going to be enough sardines for their juveniles to be able to make it. So why invest in an offspring that is not going to be able to actually survive later on?
Does this all mean that the Galapagos blue-footed booby is headed for extinction?
We don't think that they're never going to breed during these poor food conditions. That they may get a little bit of breeding done. And I think it's unlikely that we're going to see the extinction of this population due to this cycle. But if you overlay onto this natural problem some sort of human-caused problem, then it could possibly tip them over the edge.
SciWorks Radio was written and produced by Sean Fitzmaurice of VoiceOver Nerd Productions, Incorporated, voiceovernerd.com, in collaboration with Collidium in Winston-Salem. Music by Storyman.